Okay, we're checking in now with Revere High School football coach Lou Ciccatelli. And coach, welcome back to MSO. Man, another good game for you guys on Friday night.
Yeah, it most certainly was. We played well. The guys played well across the board, both on offense and defense, against a very, very big and physical Lynn English football team. And, we got out there with a nice win, and, I'm really proud of these guys because they've been working their tails off, like everyone, but special group this year.
Lou, it's not often that any team beats both classical and English in the same season. But you guys, you've played well the last few years, and you've got a good nucleus there. So tell me a little bit about the game because you piled up some points.
Yeah, we did. So it all starts with Calvin. Calvin's our leader. Calvin had a first quarter was a little hairy. We had a nice drive. We were able to go down and score a touchdown on a Billy Ginepro run, and we got a 2-point conversion to Dylan Day. And but we did it a lot with Calvin's feet. Calvin is very, very mobile in the pocket this year, and he had a couple of crucial third down and six, third down and fives, and he did it with his feet, moving around the pocket. It was tough throwing the ball with the wind the other night, but he was still 5 for 8. He still had close to 100 yards throwing the ball, a couple of big plays, one nice 60-yard pass to Dylan Day. So all in all, I thought our running backs, Adetayo Adetebi, had 154 yards rushing and a touchdown. Billy Ginepro had 140 yards rushing and a touchdown.
Whoa.
So, yeah, we had it going. We had it going on all cylinders on offense. And, of course, huge credit to the offensive line. Those guys were just opening holes. And, we were able to hold on to the ball, which was real important because their offense was very big and very strong. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we were able to put points up early and often. And we kind of never really looked back. So, good night for us.
Lou, pick out a lineman for me, will you?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. So I'd say Max Doucette, my center, he would be one.
Mm-hmm.
Josema Martinez, my guard. Dom Reed, my right tackle. He played unbelievable on offense and defense. So, they're all in a real good game up front, especially protecting Calvin.
Okay, we're talking here on Saturday evening prior to the Kentucky Derby, which I thought was going to be in, like, Christmas time or something or other. I don't know. So I don't want to keep you, Coach. But jeepers, a great win for you guys. And who's next?
So we got the big matchup against Everett. Back to an old GBO, foe, if you will, when we were in the GBL.
And, yep.
They're a very, very good football team. We've seen them on film. They beat Lynn English, and we obviously got our work cut out for us. But nonetheless, the guys are real excited for the matchup, so it should be a good football game.
Coach, with a short season like this, it's like, okay, this is a playoff season. I mean, is that sort of the mentality you guys have? Like, man, this is it. We just got to go full tilt boogie.
Absolutely, Rick. Yeah, we talked about it. There's four games. We want to go 4-0.
Yep.
We want to go 4-0. We want to make our mark right away in the GBL this year. We won the championship last year. And I told the boys it would be a great, great goal for us to come into the GBL, make some noise, and hopefully do something this year.
All right, we're going to...
Thus far, we've done so, we've done pretty good.
Yeah. All right, we're going to talk Monday night, so Kearns will have more questions for you. But in the meantime, Lou, who's the favorite in the Kentucky Derby? Honest to goodness, I thought this was like... Everything else that's been postponed was postponed, but here we are on May 1st, and it's coming up.
Yeah, it's like the first Saturday, right?
Yeah.
So I'm a big horse guy. Just the big races. I like the big my hobby, but Essential Quality is the favorite. And that's the one I'm trying to beat. I like Dynamic One, the 11, and I like the one. Known agenda.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thanks for the advice, man. I'm going to head over to the TV here just in a few minutes. Coach, thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you on Monday.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Lou. Take care.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. That's Lou Ciccatelli, who is the Revere High School football coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.